Hey there, People Stack Nation. It's time for you to make some quantum shifts in the way that you approach your career, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to get to the next level. Next level results require next level thinking. And I'm going to talk about exactly what that looks like and exactly what that feels like on this episode today, so that you can create virtuous and ludicrous amounts of joy and prosperity in your career and in your life. Stay tuned. Welcome to the People Stack Podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, hi there, ho there. Jen Bunk here, CEO of the People Stack, and we're here to help you build ludicrous prosperity. We're here to help you build ludicrous joy. We're here to help you do that with integrity, in a way that's full of virtuousness. Virtuous and ludicrous joy and prosperity. That's one of the themes of today's episode. And one of the other themes of today's episode is quantum shifts. So I'm going to get right to it. I know that a lot of you right now are wanting to make what I would call quantum level shifts in your career. So shifts that require a new theory, shifts that require a new way of thinking, because what got you here is not what's going to get you here. That if you keep going along with the way that you've been doing things. And so, like, a lot of you, for example, have been doing things according to the daily grind method, the work, eat, sleep, repeat method, the I'll sleep when I'm dead method of just doing, and using all of your energy, mental, physical, spiritual, and otherwise, every single day to accomplish what it is that you need to accomplish. And that's what you're already doing. You're already using every single bit of your energy. So if you're already using every single bit of your energy, then you can't level up. So in order to level up, like from a VP level to more of a senior VP or a C level or wherever it is that you want to level up to, you can't just keep doing things and thinking about things in the same way that you have been, because you're not going to have enough energy. You're never going to sleep. And look, in some ways, like, that's the easy way out. It's just like, okay, fine, I'll just sleep 5 hours a day and I'll burn out and I will destroy my relationships in the process, destroy my mental well-being in the process, destroy my physical well-being in the process. How many examples do we have of people doing that? There's plenty of examples of it. And so that's why so many people think that that's what you have to do in order to level up, in order to be a senior level leader, in order to be an executive leader, whether it's in the tech space or any space, really. There's so many examples. There's so much evidence that, oh, wow, I guess that's what I have to do. And what I'm here to tell you is that's not what you have to do. It's a way to do it. I wouldn't encourage it because I don't want any of you to be burnt out. I don't want any of you to sacrifice your relationships or your physical well-being or your mental well-being or your spiritual well-being. I don't want any of you to have to settle for anything less than virtuous and ludicrous levels of joy and prosperity while you have all of the balance in your life that you want. So in order to get to that next level without basically having a bad time, it requires a new way of thinking. And this is similar, I'm calling it quantum shifts because this is similar to physics, right? So we started with Newtonian physics and that got us to a certain point, right? Newtonian physics explains a good amount, but it doesn't explain everything. In order to understand and really harness the power of physics in an even more powerful way, then we needed relativity. And then relativity didn't replace Newtonian physics. It added on top of it. It added a new paradigm to it. So then we have Newtonian physics. Okay. So, and then we have relativity. Thank you, Einstein, right? So then it's like, okay, cool. That got us, opened up a whole new world for us. And that explains a lot. And again, it doesn't explain everything. So then what do we have now? We have quantum physics. We have quantum theory. It doesn't replace Newtonian physics or relativity. It gives us a new paradigm and a new way of thinking that nicely stacks on top of what we already knew. And by when I say I want you to embrace a new level of thinking, a new level of being, a new level of doing in your career and really in your life, it doesn't mean you need to throw everything out. You don't have to throw out Newton and throw out Einstein and throw out relativity and everything that we already know. That's not what I'm saying. That wouldn't feel good. And also, yeah, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. You don't want to do that at all. We don't want the energy of that at all. We want something that melds into it. That's like, oh, here's a new portal that's open. All these other things are true and they're going to remain true. And here's a new door. Here's a new portal that I can walk through in terms of my ways of thinking and ways of being that's going to open up a whole new world of possibility and explanation for me. It is because, and what that does is open up a whole new world of clarity and a whole new world of decision making, a whole new world of confidence and power and also fun. Because like, how fun is quantum physics? Seriously, guys. Maybe make your mind do some like cartwheels, but it's like, oh my God, this stuff is so fun. It's so interesting. It's so stimulating to our brains. That's how I want you to approach up-leveling in your career. That you're gonna get the outcomes that you want. You're gonna get, whether it's up-level in pay, in the amount of impact that you're wanting to make, or in your position, and if it includes that, or it could also include an up level in your amount of free time and the amount of joy and fun and fulfillment that you're feeling on a day-to-day basis. That's really what it comes down to. I know a lot of you are listening, not because you want to make more money. I mean, you wouldn't deny it, right? You're like, no, yeah, of course. Like, more money is nice. More financial resources are nice. But at the end of the day, what really matters is our experience. How am I experiencing life? You really do create your own reality. You really do. And the more that you can lean into that, and this, what I'm doing here today by describing the quantum shifts that I want you to make, that I'm inviting you to make, that I'm challenging you to make. For some of you, it's going to feel like a challenge. And it's like, are you up for it? Are you ready to step up? By doing this, you're going to lean more into and feel the layers even more of, I create my own reality. Actually, just take a moment and either say that out loud, whisper it to yourself, write it down, or say it to yourself silently. I create my own reality. I create my own reality. Really lean into what that means. That means that you are in the driver's seat of your career. You are the one who decides what your daily experience is. You're the one who decides what you let in. Whether it's energetically, whether it's physically, spiritually, Like when somebody says something to you, you get to decide what that means. You get to decide what you let in, and you get to decide what you beam out. You create your own reality. I create my own reality, and so do you. So do you. And so these truths, this wisdom that I've gained over the course of, well, really 45 years on this planet, at least, and then some, the wisdom that I've gained is not unique to me. And the power and the magic, if you will, that I've gained. Sometimes our clients are like, oh my goodness, what is this magic that you have? How is it that you can read my mind? How did you know that this is exactly what I needed to hear? How did you know that this is the exact thing that I was struggling with? This level of intuition, this level of power, this level of magic is available to every single one of you. And really at the core of these podcasts and everything that I put out there, whether it's free or whether it's part of working with clients, is I'm inviting you to access your own magic. And by doing that, you're going to realize even more that you create your own reality. Yes, I can create my own reality, and so can you. Every single one of you, it's available to you. And so for some of you, what might come up might be a feeling of worry or anxiety, or even if it's just low level, although you may feel a high level of anxiety or worry, or even shame might come up as you fully lean into, I create my own reality. Because, oh man, so if I create my own reality, that means that all the fuck ups that happened in my life were my fault. You can certainly make it mean that if you like, but I don't recommend it. Because when you really lean into, tap into, tune into what is the real truth in life on earth at this point in time, then the real truth is that there's no such thing as a fuck up. There's no such thing as a mistake. There's no such thing as failure. We've simply came up with these words to describe it that way. What's actually true is that abundance is the law of the universe. Prosperity is the law of the universe. Magic and miracles and awe-inspiring sights and sounds and experiences are what the law of the universe is. You've just chosen to call it a fuck up. What if it wasn't? What if it was the best thing that ever happened to you? So lean more into, I create my own reality. Lean into the power of that. Lean into the decisiveness of that. Lean into the virtuosity of that, virtuousness. Virtuosity means something else. Virtuosity of it, you know, that feels good. Lean into the virtuousness of that. Lean into the joy of that, the prosperity of that. And it's why I say it's ludicrous. When I say virtuous and ludicrous, joy and prosperity, when you really lean into, I create my own reality, I can create ridiculous levels of joy and abundance, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to feel ludicrous to your brain. So that's why I use that. That's why I use that word, because it's going to feel like ludicrous speed, not in a bad way. It's like ludicrous without the ick. Right? It's like, it's going to feel, woo, we might be moving a bit too fast here, but this is fun. And so I'm hinting at the shifts that I'm inviting you to make, the quantum shifts that I'm inviting you to make. But I want to just, I love being clear. Clarity is extremely important to me. Clean and clear and under control, right? Okay, so this is not, This is not a commercial for some skincare product, but you know what I mean? Like, I really value being clean and being clear while also allowing myself and allowing everyone else to kind of to go with the flow as well. So I've went with the flow for a bit, but I'm going to get really clear right now. Here's the main shift. This is going to feel like a quantum shift. It's going to feel huge. It may even feel impossible. Your brain may label it as impossible. This is the way, because it is based on the laws of nature. It is based on the laws of the universe. It is based on the laws that we know are true. We just don't talk about and lean into them enough. Here's the shift I'm inviting you to make. You might want to write this one down. Stop doing and start being. Stop doing and start being. Another way to phrase that, do less, be more. Do less, be more. Focus on being, not doing. Being, 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 being. It is who you are being in any given moment that determines what you're thinking, that determines what you're feeling, that determines what you do, what actions you take. And what actions you take determine your results. Being leads to doing, leads to having. Being leads to doing, leads to having. So stop focusing on the doing, stop focusing on the having, start focusing on the being, and everything else will be in flow. So the question that I encourage you all to ask yourselves more is not, what do I need to do to become a VP, to become a CTO? What do I need to do? What actions do I need to take? Stop asking yourself those questions and start asking yourself, who do I get to become so that I can be a CTO? Who do I get to become so that I can be a CTO? And so this is one of the major shifts that we help our clients to make. And because we've helped hundreds of them, technical managers, technical leaders just like you, to make this shift, I know what's coming up for a lot of you right now. And here's what I want to say. Whatever is coming up for you right now, lean into that. That's the way. I want to be clear, though, that if resistance is coming up, no, that's wrong. I need to do things. What are you talking about? I want you to approach this from a place of curiosity. I want you to approach this from a place of, this is the truth. What if this were the truth? I don't want you to take everything that I say as the truth without testing it yourself first. And then that's how you're going to know that it's the truth too. Like, I know that they're truths because I've experienced them and seen many other people experience them. And yes, there's also scientific evidence for these truths too, whether you're looking at psychology, neurobiology, physics, or any of the other sister and brother fields. But I want you to really appreciate these truths for yourself. And so whatever is coming up when you say the words and really lean into the feeling and the resonance and the energy and the frequency of focus more on being, less on doing. And if what is coming up is resistance, no, that's not right. It can't be true. I need to do, I need to take action. I need to hustle and grind in order to make this work because this is the way that it's worked for me my whole entire life. If that's what's coming up, then yes, lean into the resistance and realize that those are the shifts that you get to make. I'm not saying just go back to the old way. I don't want any of you to go back to the old way. Lean into the new way while acknowledging that your nervous system, your brain, and other parts of you are gonna fight you as you shift. So if what's coming up is I need to hustle and grind in order to be a CTO, if that, then that's a belief that you have. A belief is simply a statement that we have a lot of certainty in. That's all it is. You can build certainty in a new belief if you want to. That's available to you. So if what is coming up is resistance, then that's the way towards the new belief. Towards, and this is, we're not just talking about new beliefs here. We're talking about a new paradigm of I'm going to be more and do less. I'm going to be more, I'm going to do less. If what is coming up is, oh my God, yes. Yes, I acknowledge that there's a part of me that's like, what? I don't know if I fully understand it or I'm not sure. And I want to experience this for myself. Like I notice that there's a part of me that's like, I don't know. But then there's also a part of you that's like, yeah, appreciate. You know, I kind of always knew that was true. I just never put words on it. Like, I've done that before. And you know, now that I think about it and feel into it more, the times that I was me and just showed up as me and unapologetically me were the times that I got the best results and when I had the most fun and I had to do the least amount of work. Oh, wow. Isn't that funny? Isn't that interesting? And if that's what's coming up, or at least the energy of that, the vibe of that, yeah, lean into it. Keep coming up with reasons why you already know it's true. Keep coming up with them. Because I know you're not here to fight me on it. Your brain might want to fight yourself on it. That's a different thing. But I know you don't want to fight me on this. Because I know that if you're listening right now, you know this is true. And that if that's the big shift, then each and every one of us has little shifts underneath that that we get to make that big shift happen. And we calibrate and we calibrate and we shift and we shift and we shift. And then we get closer and closer to, oh, wow, I'm being now. And instead of asking people, how are you doing today? You start asking people, how are you being today? And it feels wonderful to ask people that. How are you being today? Instead of, what's up? How are you doing? Oh yeah, work is great. And you know, it's real busy. And you know, I'm a little bit stressed, but it's all good. I'm keeping my head above water. How about you? Yeah, you know, I'm doing a lot of great stuff right now at work. And you know, I might be getting a promotion. I'm not sure. I'm not gonna hold my breath though, because they promised it to me many times. And you know, I'm actually thinking of starting my own business so that I could become a CTO, but start a business in this economy. That's what happens when you focus on doing. Right? Like, I'm not conditioned to talk that way, guys, but like, even just like in that moment of, okay, do, hustle, grind. It's like, oh no, hang on a second. Stop that right now. Whew, deep breaths, right? Get back to being. Whereas when you ask someone, hey, how are you being today? How you be, my friend? Wow, I'm being, if I'm being honest with myself, I'm being grateful today. There's also a tad bit of, I kind of need to accept some things that are happening. Yeah, there's some acceptance vibes happening in my being field right now. Yeah, you know, and if I'm completely honest, I'm a little bit angry at my bank right now because there are, you know, pains in the you know what. So there's a little bit of anger in my being field. But, you know, overall, I'm being grateful. How about you? Right? And, you know, one of my mentors, whenever somebody asks him, how are you doing? What's up? What's up? I'm blessed and grateful. I'm blessed and grateful. So for me, it is about gratitude. It is about being grateful that I've conditioned that state of being. I've also conditioned a state of being of joy and prosperity and abundance and love and light. So if you ask me how I'm being, it may be any of those combination of things and then some that at least relate to that general vibe. And you can condition that state of being as well. It's absolutely available to you. That's the quantum shift. To realize that you have a choice in who you are being, regardless of external circumstances. Regardless. If what you want is to be a CTO, if that is your heart's desire, if that's what you're flirting with, come to me. This is what I want. Ooh, you feel giddy like you did when you were running around the playground when you were little. Like, oh my God, it would be so awesome to be a CTO. And in this way and in the way that you determine, yeah, right? Like, oh my God, yeah. I'm gonna be a CTO my way. Oh, this is gonna be so great, so exciting. You can be that right now, every single day, regardless of external circumstances, regardless of what job you have right now, of what job title you have right now, regardless of what your career is looking like right now, regardless of whether you've been a CTO before, regardless of whatever's happened in the past, regardless of whatever challenges might be in front of you, regardless of external circumstances, you can choose to be that CTO right now. You can choose to be that. Or whatever it is that you want to be. Who do I get to be so that I can create the life that I want? Who do I get to be? So that I can create the life that I want. Write that question down. Put it on a post-it note. Put it by your nightstand. Read it out loud every day. Sometimes an answer might come, sometimes it might not. I don't invite you to make this an intellectual exercise. If it feels hard, if I don't know is what comes up, then you're making it an intellectual exercise. And I honor you for that because we are, in part, we are intellectual beings. But you want to turn off momentarily the intellect. You want to turn the intellect off momentarily for this one and lean into, listen to, you may have to put your ear really, really close to it, at least metaphorically anyway, and listen to your intuition. Don't listen to your intellect on this one. Listen, and it's really more about feeling into your intuition, your heart space, your inner being, the divine within. Feel into that. Who do I get to be so that I can create the life I want? And receive the guidance. Don't make an answer happen. receive the guidance that comes to you. Some may come to you right away. And whatever comes to you, by the way, it's part of who you are, and you get to use that as data to figure out where you want to go. And even if it's something wacky that comes to you, write it down, capture it, take an audio note for yourself. Even if it seems wacky, it's still guidance that you then get to choose how to use it. Who do you get to be so that you can create the life you want? Who do I get to be so that I can create the life I want? Be. This is who I'm being. This is who I am. This is who I am. I am. I am. That's the quantum shift that I invite, even challenge, every single one of you to make. And for those of you who are ready right now to go on this I am journey, to go on this journey of becoming the next version of yourself, of making a quantum shift in who you are on a daily basis so that you can create the career and the life that you want, now is the time to book a call with my team, thepeoplestack.com/book. And we're going to have a conversation about where you're at. We're going to have a conversation about what's coming up for you in terms of what's not working, what is working, and where you want to go in your career and in your life. And we're going to have a great conversation, a mind-opening, heart-opening, spirit-opening conversation to get to the root so that you can get some clarity around what's really happening for you right now. And you're going to get that clarity no matter what. All you have to do, well, not no matter what. What I would say is you do need to show up open. You need to show up coachable. You need to show up as an open vessel, as curious, as, okay, yeah, I want to make these shifts. And I'm open to being guided, to being shown the way. If you show up that way, you're going to get immense value out of this conversation. Many, many people have told us this has been the most valuable conversation that I've ever had about my career, and for some people, the most valuable conversation that you've ever had in your life. Because now's the time to bring everything together. Now is the time for you. And if it would be a fit to work together, then we're gonna talk about what that's gonna look like, and we're gonna talk about what would be next. And what's next for every single one of you, regardless of the actions that you decide to take, because the actions are going to flow from your state of being now. You're still going to take actions. I know you're not just going to sit on the couch and do nothing and, you know, watch Lord of the Rings on repeat all day, every day. As much as sometimes we might feel like doing that. Nah, you wouldn't do that. But by focusing more on being, the doing is going to flow from the state of being, and it's not going to feel like work. It's going to feel like play. It's going to feel like, ooh, this is fun, like you're running around the playground. So for each of you, what's next is to be more and do less. Who do I get to be so that I can create the life I want? Cheers and aloha, my friends. Big hugs. We love you all. Until next time. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs. Aloha and mahalo.